Does your mouth hurt after a long session? Like, are
Oh
your
God,
lips
yes.
just like really big?
Absolutely.
Hannah.
It's a, I think that's valid trumpet question. Welcome to Accent Accidents. I'm your host, Hannah, and as always, I'm joined by Anna and Evan. And if you're new to the podcast, welcome and be sure to su subscribe and follow us. And today we're talking to identical twins, Sid and Maddie, all about twinning. So welcome, guys.
Hello.
So I'm just going to give you a little intro about these two. For most of their lives, Sid and Maddie were told that they were fraternal twins. After a 23andMe DNA test, they learned that they were actually identical. They were born and raised in Texas, but moved to Michigan during high school to go to the performing arts school Interlochen for music. Did I say that right? A little over a year ago, they both graduated from Juilliard School of Music in New York City.
So tell us about Juilliard. Holy poo, that's amazing. You went to Juilliard for music, both of you?
Yeah, it
Yeah,
was awesome.
crazy.
We definitely
What
had
music?
classical music.
Wow.
Both same? Hey, please tell me one's like hip hop and the other one is
I wish.
no.
If only we were that cool. We're not that cool.
I mean, you're pretty cool. That's awesome.
And is this instruments or singing or?
Yeah, so
Yeah.
I play the trumpet.
You
And
played the
yeah.
trumpet? That's awesome.
And
That's
Sid, what
really
do you play?
cool.
I play clarinet.
Also very, very cool.
Are you guys in like orchestras or in like, do you have like bands?
Yeah, so I mean we play in orchestras, we play in like small group ensembles and basically all of the above. You know, I we play alone. Solo.
Wow, sad.
We play alone.
Sad. I mean, that's just called practice, though, right?
Exactly.
And you guys are not, you guys aren't in the same city state play any right now?
No,
No.
we're not. Yeah,
Nice.
it's
In tandem. I like it. I want lots of those because it's super
sad.
twinny.
Yeah, Sydney's in Michigan and I am in Dallas right now. I just relocated from New York City, so.
Wow. Does your mouth hurt after a long session? Like, are
Oh
your
God,
lips
yes.
just like really big?
Absolutely.
Hannah,
It's
no.
a, I think that's a valid trumpet
It is
What
like,
does a valid trumpet question even mean? Are your
I
lips
mean,
really big afterward?
Maddie knew exactly what I was talking about when I asked her. She wasn't it. She was
Fair.
like, yes.
That's
It's
fair. She's like,
true.
I
It's
know what you're
true.
talking about.
Well, you know, the lips are a muscle and they get tired just like every other muscle.
Exactly. Yeah, I can imagine. Like, it would be, a lot of work. That's
Yeah.
crazy.
All right, and then Sid, what are you're in Michigan?
Yeah, I'm in Michigan right now. I'm in Traverse City,
Oh,
Michigan.
Trapper City? Travers? Travers?
Traverse
Trapper.
City. Trapper. No, it's Traverse City. So it's very north Michigan. So like the farthest from Detroit you can get, basically. Very
Oh,
cold in
geez.
the
Like
winter,
Canada?
very cold. Yeah, it's like basically Canada.
Why are you there?
So I work. Why did I come from New York City to the middle of nowhere? Interlochen Center for the Arts, where Maddie and I actually went to high school, is where I work now. And I work as the assistant director of admission for the music department at Interlochen.
That's
What is
awesome.
it like going back to your school and working at your school? That would just be a trip.
It's so weird. It's like a very full circle moment. But honestly, the kids are so awesome. And like just seeing the future generation of artists out there, and like they're like artists and these little social advocates, and like just the whole thing is just so awesome.
That's
That's pretty cool.
awesome.
And so after a long session of clarinetting, how do your lips feel?
I mean, I feel like clarinet. Not a ditto, Maddie, on that. I mean, you can
Okay.
do a lot of pain.
Okay. I wanted to, ask for all that.
it out.
I know Hannah had that question coming probably, so
Thank you.
you're welcome.
So, like, you always thought that you were fraternal twins. And what does fraternal mean?
Yeah, so fraternal twins are basically, actually, that's a really good question.
She's got this. I know she knows exactly.
Fraternal twins are, you have two eggs basically drop, and they're fertilized separately. That's fraternal. And so they grow in the uterus just as children would, but they have their own, they typically, I think, have their own sacs, if I'm not mistaken, but they definitely have their own like placentas and everything like that. Yeah. Whereas identical is an egg that drops and then splits after it's fertilized, I believe.
Oh.
And so you always just assumed, because like I'm looking at guys that are listening, like we've got a little Google Hangouts going on so we can all see each other. You do look very, like, were you always like, as you grew up, did you start to look more and more the same? Or were you like, should we test this out? Or do you just think, okay, 23andMe is out there now, let's just play around?
You know, it's funny. Like growing up, we had periods of time where we would look much more similar, and then periods of time where we would look totally different. The more time we spent together, the more we look alike.
That's really true. Yeah, the more we were together, the more that we were doing the same things, the more we looked alike. Like,
that's so weird.
Yeah, it's interesting. And it's funny. I almost wonder that because they told us we are fraternal twins, if we look more alike because they told us that, or we look more different because they told us that.
Right. Yeah.
Interesting.
Like you were told you're fraternal, so therefore you tried to look different, thinking you were different.
Yeah.
Even though you're the same person. Just kidding. But it's like, yeah. I mean, that would be a really interesting psychological study.
They are different eggs, Anna. You just told us.
No, I said they were the same, and then they split.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. You're right. That's the whole thing. Is you found out you were the same egg.
Yeah.
Catch up.
Come on, Evan.
But between me and me, when we got the results back, it was shocking. I remember we were hanging out in our apartment on a Saturday morning in New York, and I got the results first before Sydney, and I was like, Sydney, look at my phone. You're not going to believe this.
It's a girl.
It said 100% same DNA.
Wow. Did it send the emoji 100? It was just like, yeah. Same person, 100.
That is unbelievable to think all that time that you were fraternal and to be, yeah, that's great. What did your parents say?
They were shocked. Yeah. I think our friends were like, well, duh, you guys are idiots.
Right. So the second that happened, did you guys look at each other and did it make sense, or were you like, was there always a hunch, or were you always like, yeah, you do look just like me?
There really was always a hunch, I feel like. Okay. Maddie, what do you think?
Absolutely, yeah.
Was there a psychic hunch?
Ooh. Yeah, okay, wait, let me ask that question. So have you guys ever, so there's a list of questions for twins that like you guys probably always get asked, even when before you knew you were identical, you've probably gotten these questions. So before we get into that, I just want to ask, what we ask this for every guest, what are some common misconceptions of twins?
I think one is that we have to dress and act the same, that we have to have the same aesthetic in life.
Like people expect you to?
Yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's weird.
Yeah, that's weird. I totally would expect the opposite. Like, if identical twins, I'm like, they're trying to be as distinguished from each other as possible.
Yeah.
I think it's interesting, though, because I think maybe because we were told we were fraternal, like subconsciously we were trying to be more identical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we clearly have like very different personalities. Mm-hmm.
So I can attest to that. Yes. I was like, so Sid, like, what are your plans after school? And she was like, I want to do this and this and this. And she had like a list. Like, I mean, it was like she had thought about it. She had rehearsed it. She knew exactly where her life was going to go, all the things. And then with Maddie, I was like, so what are you going to do? She's like, I don't know. I just want to stay in New York. I don't care what happens.
I think I'm with Maddie. I'm a Maddie. I'm not a Sid.
Do you guys ever communicate with each other differently than you communicate with other people? Like, I mean, just even like facial expressions, like you just look at each other and you know, like where
Yeah, I think that's definitely a thing. We think this all the time. I mean, yes, I would say yes. What do you think?
Do you think that's a twin thing, or do you think that's a like
sibling
like growing close, up together? Close
siblings.
Thing? I think it's a twin thing for sure.
I think it's a twin thing.
Yeah, I have an older sister, and like I can tell not what she's thinking, but I can tell by her facial expressions, like how she's going to react to something or like what she's thinking inside, just because I know her face mm-hmm. so well. I feel like that's a sibling thing, but I feel like it goes deeper with twins. Like she might give you a look and she'll be like, okay, I got you. Like, I'll be able to like jump in if you need my help with something. Like, mm-hmm. I think it goes deeper.
So would you guys say maybe you're telepathic?
I don't know that I would go that far. I would.
Okay.
That'd be really badass. Mm-hmm. But
well,
I don't know.
I think we're going to test it now.
I think we should test it.
So in this segment, we're going to test to see if Sid and Maddie can communicate telepathically. This is not very scientific, but whatever. I found a few random words that most people don't actually know the meaning of. So Sid has the definition to some, and Maddie has the definition to a few different ones. When I say a word that Sid has the definition to, I will have her try to telepathically send the definition to Maddie and vice versa. Sound good?
Yeah.
Sounds ready?
Good. Wait. Evan's face, though, is probably the best.
That sounds so incredibly, like, difficult.
No,
I know.
Evan, let's see.
Like I said, it's scientific. It's not scientific, Evan.
Like I said, it's scientific. Okay. It's not scientific.
Okay. All right. So, Sid, I think I sent you this word.
Yeah.
Borborygmus.
Borborygmus. Huh.
Borborygmus.
Let's see here. Gosh. It sounds like some kind of, I don't know, gurgling noise or something. What?
Sid, are you sending it to her?
Are you serious?
What? Gurgling? What, guys? No, like, think about it. What's the word again?
Borborygmus.
That is crazy.
How would you guys describe that?
Ignoramus is like, it sounds like an ignorant, like it sounds like it's, I don't know. I would never have said that.
Well, you're very close. It's the gurgling of like the sound of your stomach.
What?
Guys, I am like floored. I can't believe that.
So maybe this telepathic thing is true.
Science.
So what's the word is basically every week I come up with some Australian slang and you guys have to basically guess what it means.
Awesome.
Okay, so the first one is a kangaroo is loose in the top paddock.
A kangaroo is loose in the top attic?
Paddock. Like a, do you know what a paddock is?
No idea.
It's like a, like you're in a farm and you've got like this whole grassy kind of area where like all the cows would be, where all the kangaroos would be. Like you've got like a paddock. No?
Okay. Like a, well, like a field.
Like a field. You don't call it a paddock?
No.
Okay.
We call it a, oh God, what is
an
it?
An acre? No.
Sid, you did horse camp. What was that? What is camp? It called?
I'm sure that's what she learned.
Yeah. A field?
A field.
Well, yeah, because there's the thing and then there's the big thing.
Well,
I don't know.
The yard?
Whatever.
It's not a yard.
Okay, so the kangaroo's loose in the top paddock.
Yeah.
No, all the kangaroos are loose.
It's kangaroos loose in the top paddock.
Just one kangaroo.
And top.
No, it's kangaroos, not kangaroo is. Like, it's not. It's
like
kangaroos.
Loose.
Yeah.
Multiple kangaroos
in the top paddock.
In the top paddock.
The kangaroo is loose in the top paddock.
Yeah. I can't.
Oh, I think it's that someone is a little bit like crazy, or maybe just they don't have all their marbles.
Okay,
as we would say.
What about you guys? Do you have any other guesses?
I like Anna's guess on that. That's pretty good.
Okay.
It's like you're going crazy.
What do you think, Emma?
Kangaroos loose in the top paddock.
Does it
mean you have like a bat in the cave, like a visible booger in your nose? You know, when there's a roo loose in the top paddock.
I was was hoping someone went down that avenue, but Anna was right.
Oh, lame.
I was like, you can't get it straight away. I'm like, Evan won't know what it is. What's his dumb answer? No.
Is it boogers?
It's either boogers or something to do with poo. Like, that's just usually
it's either boogers or something else that makes sense for adults.
Exactly. Yeah, so it means like you're not all there. He's like, got a kangaroo. He's like, kangaroo loose.
That seems like so much to say for being like, yeah, they're crazy.
It's true.
Well, we say like lost your marbles or not playing with a full deck.
Oh, I haven't heard the full deck one before.
Yep.
Yeah, or not the sharpest tool in the shed.
Yeah.
See, that's long.
Yeah,
that's true.
It's Smash Mouth, no?
Yeah.
No, right?
That's too bad. Now we have to link that dumb song. Yeah,
you're an awesome, right?
No. Okay.
Oh, geez. Okay.
On, all right, so
moving on.
The next one is Fair Suck of the Sausage.
Oh, there it is. People, ladies and gentlemen.
Fair Suck of the Sausage.
Wait, but are your lips sore after you've had a fair suck of the sausage?
Oh my god, guys, this is dirty.
So I think Maddie has the answer to this one, is what Anna's trying to say.
You know, I think I'm going to pass on the answer to this one.
She's got a rep to protect.
Right. And also, just so you guys know, we've learned that Australians are really like kind of like crass, wild people.
Yeah.
I think we all had that idea anyway, but every time Hannah just reconfirms it.
So. I mean, they're like Australians and Texans, I've heard, are like very similar.
Australia is the Texas of, there it is. Like,
yeah, England? I've heard that. I have heard that that's a thing.
I think I'm offended, but like also maybe not. I don't know.
I'm a Texan. Like, I love Texans. They're great.
I think they're great.
So okay, let's hear this again.
Fair Suck of the Sausage.
Can you use it in a like a useful sentence? You never have these.
Because a lot of the times what you pair it with, it just gives it straight away. And it's like, you just don't get it as fun. But I have like the.
Okay, I'll just guess.
Okay. Fair suck of the sausage.
I just think it means fair share.
Yeah. Okay.
That's my guess too, when it's like someone.
No, Evan, that is not what you think. I shouldn't have gone for it.
No, it makes sense. It's like,
what's
hey,
your
come
dumb,
on.
Dirty answer?
I didn't what's your get dumb, a fair dirty suck answer? Of the sausage.
So it's
come on, don't suck that whole thing. I want give me my fair suck of the what? Hey, what? Right? I mean, it means like fair share.
I mean, that is just going to be the best audio grab that we're going to let play over and over again. Okay, so basically, it means you've got to be kidding me.
What?
Yeah. So, Australians. Might know it also as fair suck of the sav, which is like what it's more commonly used as, but you can say fair suck of the sausage. And basically, a sav is a saveloy, which is a highly seasoned pork sausage.
Suckable sausage.
This is what they say. A saveloy is a type of highly seasoned pork sausage that usually is bright red in color, which is served in a southern English fish and chip shop, sometimes fried in butter. And the word comes from the French, I don't know, some
that
word.
That is so specific.
I know. And it's made of like pig brains, but basically you.
Back it up. Let's pause. What? Pig brains?
But
specifically?
Yeah. Gross. Yeah. It's like, I don't know how. Like, yeah, you've got to be kidding is how
you
you're
use
basically.
This phrase?
I've never heard of it. We Australians love sausage.
Do you...
Yes, I've heard this.
But
we
like,
have
are you,
like,
are they all pig brains or are they just other normal pig
No, I
parts?
Think that's like started as like an English thing. And but anyway, like this is how it would potentially go. A guy would say, can I have a pie and sauce? Thanks, mate. And the second guy would be like, that'll be $7. And the man would go, fair suck of the sav. Like, that's an expensive pie.
That whole
that
interaction
sense?
That your whole example right there needs to be one of our social posts. That's like, what the
that's on Urban Dictionary. Say? And I'm just, as soon as I read it, I was like, I got it. That's how I'll explain it.
All right.
See, this is what it is with Australian. Like, I feel like there's so many times when you would say something or, and I'm like, is this English? Am I in a different, where am I?
Like, did I hear that right? Like, am I?
Like the raw prawn.
Don't you come the raw prawn with me.
The bloody raw prawn with me.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, so that's it, guys. Thank you so much, Sid and Maddie, for joining us. It was amazing. I know more about twins than I ever thought I would. It was great. We all now know that you're kind of telepathic, so that's cool.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
If you like this podcast, be sure to subscribe and follow us on all your favorite listening apps. And if you're on Apple Podcasts, be sure to give us a 5-star rating and review. Catch you guys.